The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, November 27th, 2016, is from the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verses 11 through 21. Hear now the word of the Lord from the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verses 11 through 21, from the New International Version. Let the one who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let the vile person continue to be vile. Let the one who does right continue to do right. And let the holy person continue to be holy. Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me. And I will give to each person according to what they have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let the one who hears say, Come. Let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who wishes to take the free gift of the water of life. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this scroll. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to that person the plagues described in this scroll. And if anyone takes words away from this scroll of prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this scroll. He who testifies to these things says, Yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of this, His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary. Revelation chapter 22, verses 11 through 21. Sunday, November 27th, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Revelation chapter 22, verses 11 through 21. Revelation 22, 11. Let the one who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let the vile person continue to be vile. Let the one who does right continue to do right. And let the holy person continue to be holy. There will come a time when the character and eternal destiny of a person has been decided. That time will come before death, or before the second coming of Jesus Christ. A vile person, one who has chosen to revile the truth of God, and has refused to repent and turn to Jesus Christ in faith, and worse, will continue to live a vile life forever. By the grace of God, those who have consecrated themselves to doing right, as their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has taught them, will continue to love and serve Christ forever. Revelation 22:12. Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. Jesus Christ continued to speak to John, and he wanted his words and promises recorded for everyone to read throughout history before his second coming. Jesus Christ has promised rewards to his faithful followers. He has an inheritance for each believer, and some of his gifts will be related to every believer's individual work. These rewards are in addition to the gift of eternal life, which is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Eternal life is a free gift of God, which believers receive by faith. The Bible proclaims the importance of each individual when Jesus declared he will give rewards to each person according to what they have done, rather than simply give everyone the same gifts without regard to their works of faith, their unique personality, and interest. Most importantly, the reward that Jesus brings with him is the bride of Christ, the church, those believers who have died before the second coming of Jesus Christ, those Jesus came and took to heaven between the deaths of the first and the last Christian to die before his coming again, those he will reward on the new earth in the holy city. Revelation 22:13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Jesus concluded his revelation as he began it. Jesus is the true God who sits on the throne of God with his Father. See Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus is the beginning and the end. As the Son of God, Jesus is eternal and infinite. In this verse, Jesus said essentially the same thing using three different sets of words. Jesus was before creation began, and he will bring the old earth to pass and create the new earth and the new heavens. Revelation 22:14. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Blessed, or happy, are those who have accepted the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ in their behalf, have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Happy are those who have accepted forgiveness and cleansing from sin through the power of Jesus' death and resurrection. As holy people continuing to be holy through faith in Jesus, they have a right to the tree of life that Adam and Eve forfeited for themselves and their descendants because of their rebellion against God. True believers in Jesus Christ can come into the presence of God and the Lamb of God that sits upon the throne in the holy city. Revelation 22:15. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. The people listed here are those who have been separated from the presence of God forever. They remain vile forever. They will not be allowed into the presence of God and his loved ones, those who love God because he first loved them. These people do not have access to the new earth and the new heavens or the holy city. They love and practice all that is contrary to the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ the Lord. They would not want to be with God's people, who would not want to be with them either. Revelation 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright morning star. After declaring that he is God, the Alpha and Omega, Jesus declared that he is also the fully human person who came as the foretold Messiah and Redeemer. Jesus wanted, and still wants, all churches to know and proclaim the facts about himself for all to believe and come to saving faith. Jesus was from, and the creator of, the tribe of Judah, the root of David. He was the promised descendant of David, the Messiah. The bright morning star is the brightest star in the sky before a new day. The book of Revelation foretells the beginning of a new day when Jesus Christ comes again and creates a new earth and new heavens. Jesus exists from beginning to end, and almost 2,000 years ago, he came from heaven to earth to save God's people. He will come from heaven to earth again. And Jesus revealed these truths to John and to us in the book of Revelation. Revelation 22:17. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come," and let the one who hears, "Come." Let the one who is thirsty, "Come." And let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. Jesus spoke the words of God to John, words that are trustworthy and true. Even as God the Father gave His Son to the world to save all who believe in Him, so the Church, the Bride of Christ, and the Holy Spirit with the Church will extend the gospel message, the good news, to all tribes and nations before Jesus Christ comes again. See John chapter 3, verse 16. God's great offer of salvation is good news for all who feel trapped in vile behavior and want to escape. And only Jesus Christ and the Spirit, through the Word of God, the truth of the Bible, can save those who trust in Jesus Christ from continuing as slaves to sin forever. God offers everyone the free gift of the water of life, and they can choose to accept and drink that water or refuse it. Some will drink the water of life eagerly, and others will refuse because they prefer to remain vile. Revelation 22:18. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this scroll. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to that person the plagues described in this scroll. The Bible gives numerous warnings to people so they will choose not to live godless lives. But far more numerous are the free offers of salvation from sin and the gift of eternal life for those who will accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The words of warning here can justifiably be extended to the entire Bible. Jesus warns against adding any words or books to the Bible, whether one supposes they are helping God or because they love and practice falsehood. See Revelation chapter 22, verse 15. God promises consequences follow choices. The Church believes that for good and sufficient reasons, the Holy Spirit, through church leaders, set the limits of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and no books or words should be added or deleted from the Bible. Revelation 22:19. And if anyone takes words away from this scroll of prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this scroll. For hundreds, if not thousands, of years, those who have loved falsehood or have thought that they could improve God's words, the Bible, have taken some teachings and words away from the Scriptures. Those who take away God's words, perhaps because they want to lead people away from God, or because they find the truth uncomfortable, will not be allowed into the presence of God and God's people. Even today, some who feel spiritually dead may not know or be willing to accept the fact that they have added to or taken away from the words and teachings of the Bible, or have been deceived by some who have done this. Altering the Bible can also be done through false teaching or denying some truths in the Bible that are eternal and intended for all times and places. Revelation 22:20. He who testifies to these things says, "Yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." Jesus added his testimony or witness at the end of the book that could be acceptable in a court of law. People testify in court. And to any believer in the words John recorded in the book of Revelation. The entire book points to the second coming of Jesus Christ, when the disciplinary effects of the fall of man will be removed, because they will not be needed by those who will live holy forever. We are encouraged to pray for Jesus to come soon, as John did when he said, "Amen, come, Lord Jesus." Revelation 22:21. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. The entire book of Revelation is also a letter to the church. See the letters to the seven churches in Revelation chapters 1 through 3. John closed the book or letter in ways similar to the ways other New Testament letters were concluded. God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, manifests His love and grace. When Jesus came to save God's people from their sins, when Jesus helps God's people today, and when the Bride of Christ, God's people, proclaim the saving message of Jesus Christ that God might be glorified and many come to saving faith in Jesus Christ. Amen can be interpreted as, "So be it." May God's grace and peace be with God's people forever. Come, Lord Jesus. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What warning or hope do people receive from Revelation chapters 22, verse 11? 2. How does Revelation chapter 22, verse 12 encourage you? 3. What are three names or descriptions of God that Jesus applied to himself in Revelation chapter 22, verse 13? 4. How did Jesus describe or reveal his human nature? 5. What will happen to the person who adds to the scroll, the Bible, or takes away from it, the Bible? International Bible Lesson, The Reward for Jesus and Believers, Sunday, November 27, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Revelation 22:12. Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. Through John the Baptist, the Holy Spirit called people to prepare for Jesus' first coming, and many did. They received Jesus gladly, and he gave them eternal life. Through John the Apostle, Jesus called people to prepare for his second coming. Those who do will continue to be holy. Revelation 22:11. Today, Jesus' second coming seems ever closer. When Jesus comes, his reward will come with him, as John and Isaiah wrote. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10. What is Jesus' reward? His reward is those he died on the cross to save. Those who have died on earth before his second coming, the church that now worships God in heaven, often called the Bride of Christ. Every follower of Jesus Christ can look upon themselves as a reward that Jesus has won as the result of his dying and rising again on their behalf. Jesus' sacrifice and suffering for them inspires believers to love Jesus beyond measure. Their love for Jesus moves Christians to sacrifice and serve Him in ways that demonstrate the work of the Holy Spirit within them. Though we do not emphasize this fact often, Jesus has rewards for each person according to what they have done. Eternal life is the free gift from Jesus for those who follow Him in faith, similar to the reward Jesus received. The reward for those who have eternal life will be believers in heaven, because they have sacrificed, prayed, gave, and shared the truth about Jesus. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.